At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
So your guess is as good as mine coming up at 4:30. Actually, to be honest with you, we'll do the game right after we make a very special announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully you know we've been here for 20 years, and we've been trying to celebrate with the Men's Room World Tour and stop by as many different locations as we can to get a chance to hang out, like our lovely party that we had on Saturday at the Tracy and Movie House over in Bremerton.
Completely different experience.
That was
man. Awesome.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Really cool to be over there.
Mike was crushing it on balloon animals, all right? So,
doing my best.
A couple things about the balloon animals that cracked me up. At one point, we walk up on stage, and Mike, you were just beat red at this point, and I realized you're blown up balloon after balloon. So about 10 minutes later, Mike shows up, and he's got an air pump.
I know. Who brought that?
My wife went and bought it.
She would have bought it, what, in Bremerton?
Yeah, according to her.
They went to the Fred Meyer, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Do you realize how hard? I went to three different places on Friday when I got home. I stopped by Fred Meyer to see if they have those balloon animal balloons.
Yeah.
They're the ones that make the balls.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they don't have the ones that are the long.
No.
So thank God I ordered them on Amazon. Because the idea was, they sent me a thing that said, we're not sure it's going to get here on Friday afternoon. It might not get there on Saturday morning. So I'm like, all right, well, emergency situation, I will go.
I need balloons.
So I go on Friday night to Fred Meyer real quick. And by the time, they didn't have them. I was like, all right, whatever. So, of course, when I get home, it's on the door.
Right.
So they sent them. So I was like, all right, well, we're good to go. But, man, those are hard to blow up.
Well, the one that she got was basically a bike pump. It had a foot pump on the thing that I was using with my hand. But, yeah, it was basically a tire pump.
Yeah, first stager, I was like
what? He ain't going to make it.
He's like, right. Like, you were red. I was like, he's putting in all this effort. Like, it's not worth it. Sorry, kids.
One. Yeah. I had inflated one using nothing but my mouth.
But thanks to everybody who stopped by. A big thanks to Woodshed. Big thanks to the Tracy and Movie House, all of our promotions team. We just had it was a great afternoon.
So. It was a good afternoon. I'm glad people brought their kids, which, again, with the balloon animals, that ended up being a hit.
Yeah.
One little girl, she kept looking over at you, right?
Yeah.
She's there with her dad. I'm like, do you want a balloon animal? She's like, look, man, she does, but she's too scared to ask.
I feel her pain.
So I said, listen, I know a guy. Like, who? I said, the guy blowing up the balloons. Let me get you one. So you made her a nice little dog. Did you make anything other than a dog?
Yes, you made a huge penis.
I did not.
You did.
It was a sword.
Yes, no, it was not.
It was a penis.
It was absolutely a penis.
Okay, so here's
she brought it up to me. I'm like, did he really make you that? She's like, yes. And I'm like, oh, my God. Are your parents cool with that?
She stole an animal off the factory the factory table before it was done, okay? I was looking up videos because I wasn't exactly versed in this. One, I figured out how to do a dog and a little teddy bear, which I was...
Ooh, a teddy bear.
I was close to perfecting that one, but, it was rough. But I looked up this other one. It was a dinosaur, and it looked decently easy to make. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give this one a go. So I'm in the process, but I've got to do these things, stop for a second, start the video again so I can watch as they're doing this and making it. And I made the first little twist, and I made a second little twist where I had two knobs at the end of this doggone balloon.
They were the testicles.
And all of a sudden, this girl comes up and she says, can I just have that just the way it is? I was like, sure, man, here you go.
You're not thinking penis when she asked
for it. No, I'm not.
Because she immediately came over to me and said, I have a balloon wiener.
Yeah.
Right.
And I looked, and again, it was huge, and she was placing it anatomically correct. And
right.
She was, what, maybe 11? Somewhere
sounds
around
like
there.
That. So, and she's got this big old white dong in her hand.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I was looking at people around me, and I just said, look, you can tell he does not have kids. And they chuckled because I said, look, I'd make a balloon penis for my kids, but I would not make a balloon penis.
No.
There's no way Mike did that and been like, this is a balloon penis.
So here, kid.
By the time that kid said something to me, I just kind of went, I don't know. I don't think that's what it is. And just walked away because I felt uncomfortable.
She was jacked for it.
Yes,
though.
She was.
I know, but it was very awkward.
It's like, okay,
I don't ever want to have this conversation with any child.
Dude, I love kids, man. So I get to hold a bunch of kids that day.
Yeah, you did,
I got babies. I got like little kids.
You're Uncle Miles all day, man.
It was awesome. I mean, I'm the same mentality level. I just want to stick my tongue out and go, you know.
They brought him young,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, man, I liked it. It was very cool.
I like when those two dads, when they had both had young ones, and they were like, here, Miles, here's the extra one.
Yeah.
It's the only time I saw a little panic in your eye, like, oh, now I'm holding two.
I got two of them now.
Like, I just, those guys were like, I was like, do it to him. He's been asking to hold kids
right,
all
that's
day.
Right, that's right.
Hit him with both.
So here's what our plan was at the beginning of the year. We're going to do the Men's Room World Tour. We're going to stop by various locations. Then we are going to throw a 20th anniversary party.
Yeah, the official
party.
We
are going to throw the big one for the year.
It's so, the big one, Elizabeth.
That's it. So 4:30, we're going to announce the Men's Room 20th anniversary party. This will be the big one for the year. This will be the one where we celebrate our 20 years here at KISW. More than likely, one of our last stops on the Men's Room World Tour.
Probably.
For the year. So 4:30 on the announcement for that. It's going to be a great time. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get to the details, but it's going to be a day full of a lot of stuff.
So yeah.
It's going to be all right.
I think, just my opinion, wherever we do this party, I would like one more drawing competition from our listeners as they draw pictures of us. Now, you and Ted did not get your picture drawn. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Ted.
No.
You did get it.
Yeah. Ted got it. Miles called an audible.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you guys were up there. I was out hanging out with the kids in the parking lot, but I just grabbed this kid. And she's like, I want to do Ted versus the FCC. I'm like, you really do? I was like, I've got one in my pocket. You want to do it?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. Actually, she wasn't a kid. She was 20 years old.
She was 20.
Old.
Yeah. But she didn't look old. 20.
No, she didn't. She looked much younger.
I am talking about when we went back
when
outside.
When we went back outside and had people draw pictures of us.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Of you and Ted.
Right.
And then you said, no. Draw your ex.
Yeah. And he did. Where is she?
I got rid of her.
Why?
Because I'm not going to have a set of T's up on these walls.
Why not?
Because.
And honestly, I just couldn't get over. I was like, were her shoulders that big? Are you a bad artist? Did you see the photo?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
What?
The size of that woman's traps that he drew.
Oh, she was a linebacker,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she's probably a bodybuilder.
I was just like, gracious, man. Like,
well, she was a little bit off.
Off kilter, yeah.
I mean, one was bigger than the other.
Yeah.
So I think he actually did that to scale. Like he said, yeah, that one's bigger.
So you actually saw a picture of this woman?
Oh, yeah.
No, he
drew it up. It was fantastic.
No, he didn't actually see the picture. Just saw the drawing.
His interpretation.
I still don't know about Steve's new one, though.
What? What's wrong with that one, man?
You just look a little
caricaturish.
I'm trying to think of the cartoon that looks like it could have been in.
We're thinking of the same There's cartoon. I can't think of what it is.
Maybe he's just smiling with his teeth.
It's like a SpongeBob character. I don't know.
I feel like it looks like a SpongeBob fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Doesn't it?
Kind of. My leg.
All right. Yeah. 4:30 coming up. We'll give you all the details in the Men's Room official 20th anniversary party.
I know where you're going there.
As we say, yeah, cheers to 20 years.
Something about his face is a little. He just looks a little more, I would say, Asian, I think. But I don't want to be out of line. So I'm just like, yeah.
That's a good one for birthdays. Asian thrill.
Oh, jeez. No,
we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. Do not send that in.
Random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
Yo, Tone, you telling me a shrimp fried this right?
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Cheyenne, welcome to the program. Random question. Question. Let's go with this one. Let's see here. What do we got for you? Okay. Do you eat spicy food there, Cheyenne?
I do, from time to time.
Yeah. All right. What would you say is your favorite spicy food?
Ooh. I got to go with some jambalaya when I can find it, when it's done well.
Good choice.
That is a
very good choice.
Yep. I had some chicken wings on Saturday morning. Sunday morning. They were fantastic. Good and spicy. I think as far as consistently getting something that's hot, I will more than likely get a hotter flavor of chicken wing every time I do.
Sure. I like I like spicy Asian food, man. Like a spicy Thai. The problem is my body doesn't.
No.
Right? When I was younger, I could wolf it down, no problem. And now I've just hit that age where it's like, just do 2 stars. If I'm feeling it, I'll go 3.
I mean, I'm with Miles. If I'm going to eat something spicy and I know it's too spicy that my body's going to hate me the next day, it's probably going to be chicken wings or some type of hot link.
Right.
Okay.
I did not realize how hot curry could get. Until the last time.
Yeah.
I love the flavor of curry. I've always liked the flavor of curry. I just did not realize that it could pack that type of punch where the next day, I was like, damn.
Uh-huh.
Because very rarely do I have it hot both ways.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And that was the first time I was like, I can feel the heat. Like, I can feel this thing, this
ball. Yeah, you know exactly where it is
moving
in your body.
Down my body.
I remember ordering, I think it was an Asian place, a Pacific place, on the fourth floor. My wife and we go in there, it's like 15 years ago. I order whatever I order, and they're like, well, how many stars do you want? So, you know what? I'm going to go 3. And this lady just kind of stares at me for a second. She's like,
no, you don't.
You might want to go 1. So, no, it goes up to 5. You know, I'm looking at it. I'm like, no, I'll be good with 3. She said, hang on. So it's whatever these very tiny, very linear peppers are, and it's like some kind of vinegar thing. So she set it down next to me, and she said, this would be about the 3 spice. I didn't even have to smell. Like, just her putting it there, my forehead started sweating. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, are you serious? She goes, yeah, listen, man. She goes, you're obviously from the States. She's like, I am not. I tell anyone who I do not believe is an adventurous eater, like, don't go 3. Yeah. I'm like, that's 3? She's like,
dude, we were at Korean fried chicken place, and they only have 3 levels, right?
All right.
Like, mild, hot, and, like, super hot. So my buddies ordered some of the second level, and the guy still wouldn't service to it. And they were like, please, we want to try it. And he's like, finally, like, okay. It was ungodly hot.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, yeah,
and like, this place is pretty authentic. Like, we were the only white dudes in there.
Right.
And then my 3 buddies were fine. I took a bite of it, of course, and was just dripping sweat. My face was red. Yeah. And they were like, stop, you're embarrassing us. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
See, right. To me, that's not fun. I do not.
But they loved it. Well, but same thing, that guy was just like, are you really, really sure you want to try this?
My thing is all about the taste. As long as you get some taste and it helps flavor the food.
Sure.
Back to what Cheyenne said about jambalaya. The Tabasco hot sauce worked perfect with something like that. But, I mean, but you can taste that flavor. I don't like something that's like so
it's just paint.
Ghost pepper or whatever the point of just... And we've had some good hot sauces in here that have had great flavor and do have heat. So I don't mind that as much. I just don't like what it's like, we're just going for pain.
Yeah, just pain. No flavor.
Raise Bass, what is your favorite hot food? A man in Nevada has been arrested after police say he was seen chugging a bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Ew.
Then he rips off his shirt and challenges random people to fight him in the parking lot of a sporting goods store.
Wow.
Happened last Monday, and the Tabasco fan was 48-year-old Michael Smith. Not to be confused with a Christian singer. It is unclear what the guy's deal was, but he was also shirtless, and when the police showed up, he called them, quote, some choice words. Threatened them with a knife. No one was injured, but he threatened to beat them up in the parking lot shirtless too as he continued to chug on his bottle of Tabasco sauce. He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and a possession of drug paraphernalia.
Huh, what do you know?
The bottle of hot sauce was, quote, disposed of.